Hi, welcome to 100% Unfiltered Season 4. My name is Sophie, the lead host, and this is a podcast about feminism and equality. Today I'm going to be talking with Lucy.
Hi.
And Victoria is also going to give us our thoughts on the idea. So, episode 3, Going Childless, I guess the main topic slash question is, do children make a woman's life complete, having kids? I kind of really like this episode because Lucy and I, we think, there's kind of two perspectives in this episode. There's me and Lucy, we don't want to have kids. Well, Lucy wants to have kids, but she doesn't want to go through that trauma, right?
Girl, no.
Well, yeah, me and Lucy, we don't want to have kids, and we think that children...
No, it's not that we don't want to have kids, it's that we don't want to go through birth.
I don't want to have kids, period. Lucy doesn't want to go through birth, and yeah. Victoria wants to have kids, so it's really, like, that scale, you know?
Yeah.
It's the women that don't want to have kids, don't want to go through birth, the women that do want to have kids but don't want to go through birth, and then Victoria wants to have kids, and she doesn't mind going through birth. So it's kind of like that whole
shebang.
Yeah, the scale. That whole scale.
You got three very different minds here.
Yeah, so that's kind of what we're talking about today, and we also talk about a couple more random things. Like, I think I'm just gonna keep in the whole...
Yeah.
The whole... We talked about being famous for, like, a couple seconds.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, little rants in here, but that's what makes it more interesting, right? So...
Yeah, thumbs up to that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, keep listening. So the next topic we're going to talk about is, you know, if having kids doesn't define a woman's life, what defines our life? That makes sense.
Well, women are made to reproduce. That is why we're here. But we're breaking the rules.
Ha ha ha. That's what we do on this podcast.
Yeah. We're breaking the rules. Deal with it.
Deal with it. That old meme. That meme is extinct.
I wasn't even thinking about that. I was just kind of talking.
Deal with it. We're breaking the rules, y'all.
We just living to live.
We just living to have successful careers.
As if that matters. Honestly, I don't even think... Well, that does matter, but I'm thinking about the earth.
What do you mean, the earth?
Like, I'm making no sense. But
Lucy's frustrated with herself. She's like, lagging in real life.
Like, the earth. Like, men and women are here to reproduce.
Oh, yeah. We're talking in that sense. Yeah. Not socially.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Biologically.
Yeah.
Women are here to reproduce.
But not us. We just popped on this earth and, yeah.
We're breaking the rules. We're adding God right now.
He's looking down on us like,
mm-mm. Like, mm-mm.
Like, damn.
Damn.
I'm gonna take him out real quick. What are my Sims doing?
My Sims? Well, so what is going to make your life complete? Do you think that having kids makes a woman's life complete? And if it doesn't, what makes your life complete?
I think it's different for everyone.
Yeah. Like,
some people think that their life is complete when they have kids, when they have a family.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it gives people purpose. I have seen a documentary one time about a teen pregnancy, and when this young adolescent girl found out that she got pregnant, she was actually going through a dark time in her life, and it actually gave her purpose to be a better person. Yeah. And I love that.
That's a great way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, since I don't want like kids like that, I just kind of like, I don't know, for me, nothing really completes my life. It's just kind of life. Until I die, you know? Then my life is complete.
Wow, very literal approach.
Yes. Like, I could die today and my life would be complete, you know?
I like that.
How I look at it.
Well, for me, for my life to be complete, I think, I don't know, because I feel like I will always be happy with what happens in my life.
Same.
I'm never, like, obviously I have goals, but obviously if I don't achieve them, I'm not going to put any pressure on myself. It's just what happens, happens. Like, I always think that God has a plan for me, and if God didn't want me to get into UGA, then I won't. Simple. And I'll be okay with that. That's how I usually think
of it. Your goal is UGA?
Yeah! That's my goal right now, just want to get into UGA. And if a UGA admissions officer is listening, hey, how y'all doing?
How y'all doing? What y'all writing on that clipboard, man?
Better be you some know? Good things. Well, yeah, I guess I don't know what'll make my life complete. I mean, if we're talking in the perspective of goals, I guess, achieving all my goals. If I got accepted into UGA, maybe my life will be complete. I don't know.
I think maybe mine would be complete if I kind of want to do everything, you know, like you said, goals.
Yeah, just complete all your goals, reaching all your goals in life. No. Actually, let me rephrase that. My life will be complete when we go to Uruguay and meet my family. I feel like that's when my life will be complete. Because how depressing would that be? You just die and you never met your family in Uruguay?
That is pretty
That is so depressing.
Whoa, it's an airplane.
Wow. ASMR.
That was epic.
Well, back to what we were saying. Yeah, that was some free ASMR right there.
Why don't people say the word epic? I was talking to Sophia the other day. Utter.
Girl, you are buffering.
Oh, I don't know why I can't speak. But I was talking to Sophie the other day, and I was like, dude, why don't people say the word epic anymore? Like, it's such a cool word.
It is.
You know? I don't know. Okay. Carry on. What were you saying?
Well, I think my life will be complete when I finally meet my family in Uruguay. And, yeah. I think that's when my life will be complete.
Yeah.
I can die happily. And I'll be okay with it. But my goal in life, I really want to live in Uruguay someday. Like, I want to buy a house or make my own house and live there. That's when my life will be complete. When I meet my family and I buy my house on a terrain in Uruguay. And I work from home and I'm making my own cash with no man.
Or with a man. Who cares?
Honestly, I feel like a man is a luxury. I feel like I'll be okay with or without one. Like,
I mean, I would like one, but if I don't, that's cool too.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. I'm really chill about getting married, like.
Getting married sounds like so much fun, but I'm okay with not.
Yeah, like, I feel like I wouldn't really you know? Care if I did or if I didn't. Because, like, if I did, okay, financial help. But if I didn't?
Okay, even better.
Okay,
know?
I was gonna do that anyways.
It's okay because I have more money to myself.
Right?
Buy myself more luxuries.
Yeah.
Than more than a man can buy me.
Right? Because being in a relationship, that's kind of expensive. Like, you have to buy them gifts.
Time expensive.
Like, yeah. I'm kind of leaning towards not getting married. Because if I don't get married, there's more money to buy goodies. And more time to go to the spa. You know, all that time you spend with your boyfriend, I could be at the spa right now getting a pedicure.
I mean, you could still do that.
Yeah, you can.
You know what? Men don't matter.
They kind of don't really. Like, they're just kind of there. Really, that's how I feel.
You really don't need a man. Like, you could adopt.
Yeah.
You and your kid, you know.
Or if you want to have kids, you can just get a sperm donor. Like Jane the Virgin. Well, she was not really a virgin, if you think about it. Anyways, that was us thinking about Jane the Virgin.
I watched like 3 episodes of that. I don't know what happened, so...
Yeah, we don't watch Jane the Virgin, if you were wondering.
Made a little reference to the show.
Ray, what is wrong with me today?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of our opinion on the podcast topic, which is going childless.
Okay. I feel like we're missing something. What do we talk about? Not needing a man.
Do you think that there is that society puts a pressure on women to have kids?
Yes.
Yes, that's a big fat yes.
That is a cha-ching check.
Check mark. Yes stamp. You know the yes button? There's a button that you press and goes yes.
Is it blue?
I don't know what color it is.
I thought it was like a meme. You remember when you went through your meme phase?
I think so, yeah.
And there would be like a button, and it was a
blue. Oh, that button?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was talking about the real thing that you can buy. Like,
oh, no.
You guys know that button that you can buy, you can press, and well, it says yes?
There's probably one out there. Like,
you can go to Walmart and buy it.
Yeah, I don't doubt that, but Walmart?
I don't know.
I thought that was something you would purchase off of Amazon or something.
Oh, yeah, Amazon, most likely. Why do you think that society puts pressure on women to have kids?
I don't know. I'm not really sure why, but I know they do. People be posting, like, you know what? There's probably some Karens out there that are like, whoever doesn't reproduce is, something bad, you know?
Yeah, your ability, your fertility does not define your worth. That is something out of your control. I feel there's a lot of women out there who really want to have kids, and it's so they get so depressed because they can't. And if that is you, then please do not put any pressure on yourself, because that is completely out of your control. Having kids, not being able to have kids, that is not in your control, and you shouldn't stress about that.
You shouldn't let that define who you are.
And you can always adopt, foster,
and I know volunteer. That's not the same, but...
It's not the same, but you gotta figure it out. You gotta find the loophole. There's always a solution.
I know that there's a way that you can pay another woman to have your baby, so that way it looks somewhat related to you.
Yeah.
I think I would do that. Definitely do that, but that's really expensive. And I don't know if I got that pocket money.
That pocket money?
Yeah.
I mean, you can just pay somebody else to have your kid with your husband. Honestly, I don't know how I would feel my husband freaking another lady. Like, once you have the kid.
Who cares? It's the process. No, they inject his sperm.
I think that society does put pressure on women to have kids. I don't think necessarily society. I just think it's different cultures that put a pressure just because it's tradition.
I think parents do.
Yeah.
Someone had to say it.
So, if this was me, we're talking about me, my opinions, right? If I got married and a guy came up to me and my husband was like, do you want to have kids? I would be like, no, because I don't want to go through that pain. Then he would bring up the question, okay, let's adopt then.
But do you want to adopt?
But I don't want to pay for college.
That is your only concern, money.
Yeah, that's my only concern, money. I don't want to have kids because I don't want to go through birth.
That is a future problem, Sophie. And aren't you going to be a billionaire by then? Come on, girl.
You're so ugly.
Why?
wing about money. I hate that.
What?
I'm just kidding. That's just funny to me.
Because you're always saying, I'm going to be a billionaire by
the time. I never say that. Maybe I said that once when I was 7, okay?
Yeah, you can say that. You're like, I'll be famous by the time I'm like 18. Yeah, right? Yeah. That is definitely a sentence that
came out of your mouth. I think I'd rather cut off my toe than be famous.
Honestly, dude, are you kidding me? That is another topic we have to talk about.
Yeah,
because being famous, dang, that seems like it sucks.
Oh my god, I feel so bad for celebrities sometimes, but it is what it is.
Right?
Especially for Justin Bieber, like when he was a kid and he got all that controversy.
Hell no. When I was little, just I was a like, kid. Yeah, fan, yeah, money, yeah.
Yeah, drama.
Now I'm just kind of like, dang, no privacy.
That's tough.
No space, dude.
No, I feel like if you're famous, you can have privacy. Like, there's a lot of celebrities that don't have social media.
Okay, but that doesn't...
Like, if you're considered a boring celebrity, you don't really get that much paparazzi.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, if you just pretend like you're boring,
oh, shit.
Then... then, you know, maybe you won't get any... paparazzi.
Yeah. If you're like a boring actor, who cares?
Right?
But if you're, I think the more you're on social media, the more you get like.
But yeah, I would cut off my toe instead of getting famous, and I would also cut off my pinky toe instead of having kids, going through birth, and all that. Would you cut off your pinky toe and your toe? Your big toe?
I'd cut off my middle toe.
That's so uneven, though.
Ew. What if you just cut off your middle toe and you have, like, a gap? I would let a shark chew on my thumb.
A shark?
Yeah.
Chew on your thumb. You need your thumb.
Who cares? I'll just type with my pointer finger.
Type. Oh my god. Well, yeah, that wraps up our ideas. And I said that like 3 times, but now we're actually gonna
okay,
end
but
it.
Wait. We've invented so much. Why can't we invent something to like not give birth?
Isn't that called surgery?
But you're still giving birth.
Oh, so you mean you wish that somebody invented something to give birth and you not feel pain?
Yeah.
I feel like that would already exist, but
you pills, still... I guess, but like that's not like no, nothing is wrong with your pee-pee after and like nothing, no damage is done to your body, you know?
Oh, I understand what you mean.
Yeah.
So you wish somebody invented something that you could give birth, you don't feel pain, and there's no
damage
to your body after childbirth?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Then I would totally give birth. 10 babies if you like.
10 babies.
Yeah. But no.
I wouldn't do it even if that exists. Because then you gotta look after them.
Whatever. Disown.
Just get a dog, guys.
But,
yeah, because, you know, when you're growing up, you know, maybe your mom might say, oh, I can't wait to be a grandma. And you're just like,
Grandchop!
And you're just like, okay, I don't know how that's going to happen, but okay. But, yeah, you know, I think I've said it before on this podcast that I don't listen to what society wants me to do. I don't listen to, like, other people's opinion unless I ask for it. So, I'm not gonna have kids, and I'm happy about that. And if I do have kids in the future, well, I guess it is what it is.
You never know.
Until you meet the right guy.
I saw this thing once, and it was like, oh, I forgot what it said. But it was like, when his eyes start looking like four kids, a dog, and a house. It was something like that. When he starts looking like four kids, a house, and a dog. Bro.
There's some guys like that. So Lucy was trying to say that she found a meme online that says, when you look at a guy and he starts to look like two kids, a dog, and a house.
No, because, like, get it? Because she likes him.
Yeah, because she likes him.
Yeah, 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 in case you didn't get it.
I don't know. I hope I find a guy who thinks like me, who doesn't. I don't want to say I don't like kids. Whenever I tell people I don't like kids, that's not the case. I don't like birth.
Yeah.
Pain. I don't like pain.
God, I don't.
Health problems.
Just think about it.
Diabetes.
Like, think about being at the hospital for like about 3 days.
If you're not sure.
Going through that. The process of healing after. God.
Trauma. I don't like trauma. And the part that makes me the most angry is watching the man do nothing.
Ooh, they just sit there and watch.
They just sit there and
eat the
watch.
Popcorn.
They eat the popcorn.
Oh, yeah, you're doing great, honey. What the hell is that supposed to do?
I feel like I would murder myself.
But I mean, also, put yourself in the guy's shoes. You know, yeah. What would you do?
I would do what any man should do, and that is to cut off my penis, get a vagina, and have kids.
What?
Do it for the woman.
What?
I don't think that's possible.
That's
never
not,
mind.
Because they don't have uteruses.
Transgender men can have kids, right?
A woman transforming into a man
can have kids.
Yes.
Because they have a uterus.
Yes.
So if somebody who's born a man, who transformed to a woman, they cannot have kids because they do not have a uterus, right?
Well, I don't know what the hell you just said.
So, transgender woman cannot have kids because they don't have a uterus. They weren't born with a uterus, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so my husband couldn't have kids even if I forced him to, right? He couldn't go into labor.
No.
Okay.
Well, it depends who you marry, but...
Oh, snap, you're right. I don't know. Like, to wrap up our thoughts, the biggest reason why I just stay single and happy and in my own bubble is because picture this. You're going through labor and you look over to your left and you realize, this man is not doing anything, and I'm doing all the work. Putting my health in danger, putting my finances in danger, and I'm still by myself. If you're with him, I think of it like this. If you're with a man or you're not, I'm still by myself. Still gotta do things by myself. So, that may not be true for everybody. Not everybody may agree with that, but that's just how I think of it. And that's why I stay single, because I don't want to have birth, I don't want to have struggles, extra stress.
Bro, you know the mom in Malcolm?
That was my harsh opinion on that. Sorry if that was too harsh.
You know the mom in Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah.
She gave birth to, who was it? Oh, it was Francis at their wedding.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's so funny.
Who did she give birth to on the front lawn?
That was Malcolm. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, if you're not watching Malcolm in the Middle, you should get on that ASAP, because it is so funny.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
My favorite Malcolm in the Middle moment was, like, on season one, where they were at the hospital and they were trying to guilt trip Malcolm's teacher to pay for a hospital bill. And I love it when Dewey was like, no, Francis, it hurts.
I guess you only get it if you watch it.
Yeah, you only get it if you watch it. Well, this is kind of getting off topic, but yeah. that's all we have to say. That really kind of wraps up our brutally honest opinions on childbirth, getting married, and all that stuff. And I hope that somebody who didn't understand understands before. And I hope that a man listening to this, or a boy,
open up your mind.
Open up your head to, instead of paying attention to video games, you pay attention to your wife's health.
I have a question. Do you think all guys think that all women want kids?
Yeah, I actually think that.
I kind of think that too. Well, if you didn't know, there's a possibility that your future wife might not want kids.
Yeah.
And that possibility is us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, prepare for that.
I honestly think there's a lot of women who think like me, and I think...
Yeah, there's so many, but I still feel like guys think that all women want kids.
Do guys think that all girls want to have kids?
I know that not all guys want kids.
Do all guys want kids?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't know, maybe I'll ask Christian. He'll probably know. Well, I think he wants to have kids.
But does he know?
Does he know the truth?
Yeah, of course he wants kids, but does he know?
You know what? I feel like you know what would convince me to have kids? What? If I met a man who knew a lot about the women's anatomy, he knew a lot about periods, he knew the process of going through childbirth. He knew about when a woman's going through birth, sometimes have to put water in her in her vagina to poop a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If I meet a man who knows a lot about women's
so
health,
just a well-informed man.
Yes.
How would that convince you?
Because then I'll be like, oh, so you know. I don't know. I feel like that would just turn me on. You meet a guy who knew a lot about periods, he knew a lot about women. Mm-hmm. I really like that because it shows that he's not ignorant. Like, he knows.
I think that's cool. I'd be like, wow, you're very well informed. Good for you.
Yeah.
You'll find a good wife. You know? That's the vibe you give off when you're well informed.
Yeah. We need more well-informed people. So, I don't think you should judge a woman if she doesn't want to have kids because that is her opinion. It's her body.
It's her life.
Her mental health.
It's like telling... Okay, here's a good example, I guess, for my little boys out there. It's like a woman pressuring you to cut off your pee-pee.
Yeah. Would you do it?
Would you?
No.
Be honest. It's painful, okay?
Cutting off your penis.
Come on, man. No, it's like neutering a guy.
Yeah, that's... neutering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Neutering.
Yeah.
Like a dog.
Yeah.
Would you do it? Be
Hell
honest.
No.
Be honest.
No, you would not.
No, you wouldn't. So.
Look at it that way.
Yeah.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. And I think that if you're in a relationship, I think if somebody wants to have kids, that is, I think it's 100% the wife's or the woman's decision to make.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. If you were a guy, would you ask, if you were a guy and you had a wife, and you would you ask her if she wanted to have kids? Because here's the thing, here's a real tea. If a woman wanted to have kids with you, she would let you know. You wouldn't have to ask her.
Yeah. Like, if a girl wanted to have kids, they would let you know ASAP. They'd be like, I want kids. I want kids.
I want your babies in my tummy.
I want to eat your children.
I want to grow your fetuses in me.
Yeah, they will let you know. So, if you're a guy out there and you want to have kids, but you don't know if your wife or girlfriend want to have kids, number one, just ask. Or number two, don't.
But would you... Okay, if you had a husband, though, would you want him to ask you?
Yes.
If you wanted babies?
Yeah, so I can tell them no.
I feel like that would pressure me.
That's the thing. Because like, you care say about no, them.
It carries the guilt. You carry the guilt.
Right? You feel guilty. And you're like, yeah. Oh, no, but Jimmy wants my kids.
Right. I think, I know, I would suffer with that. But, you know, I would just let them know. Like, I feel like when you let a guy know, like, what you're scared of, why you don't want to do it, then they would understand. And then they're going to pull up with the question, like, well, I guess let's just adopt.
What? I didn't hear what you were saying. I was looking outside and I didn't. I zoned out. What?
Okay, so this is Going Childless Part 2, and I'm going to be interviewing Gabby.
What's up?
So, Victoria is in Part 1, and Gabby's going to be on Part 2. Well, Gabby is in Part 1 a little bit, but yes. But Victoria's not going to be in Part 2, sadly. All right, so the first question is, are you going to have kids or get married? Like, what is your view on it? It doesn't matter. Like, don't be afraid to say something and have other people disagree on you. Like, this is strictly your experience and your perspective. Like, do you want to have kids and get married? And if you don't, why?
It's 100% unfiltered.
Yes.
I would want to get married. I feel like first I want to have a couple years in marriage and then have time for like both, like my partner and I, to grow so I can have kids, because not only will I need the mentality of growing a child, but also like the person I'm marrying, because they're going to be the person who help me raise this child, you know. But like, I want to get married. I'm scared to be alone. I'm not like saying I need a man to, you know, but I mean, like, you know, I want to like have those movies and yeah. Okay. Like if my husband forces me to have a child, I'm blocking him in the face. No more. Like, he's not going through the pain that I'm going to be going through in the hospital bed. I see myself hopefully marrying someone and having a child or adopting one. I want to adopt one instead. Yeah.
Nice. So the second question is, do you believe that women are pressured to having kids and getting married?
Yeah. I feel like in society, I feel like what we talked about in Part 1, I think, I feel like for you to have your life completed, quote unquote, you need to, you need to have a kid, you need to do this and that. I'm like, no, that's not how it goes. Especially for coming from, like, all of us, like Victoria, you and I, coming from the Hispanic community, I feel like you're forced to have a kid. Like, your mom will low-key be like, but, like, I want to be grandma.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I don't want to be a mom yet, so think about that. Like, yeah. You went through the pain, but I don't want to go through the pain. Like, I see how stressed my mom is with us, and my mom, like, telling us stories, like, of how stressful we were, and I don't want to go through that. Especially someone that is going to, like, be, like, a copy and paste of me, and then, no, I can't imagine it. But, like, society, especially, it depends on what culture you are, you're most definitely, as a female, forced to have a child. And like some cultures, you're forced to even marry someone you don't even love.
Yeah.
And that's messed up. That's like, it's not fair. It's not fair for us females to go through that.
Yeah.
I feel like we should have a say on what we want to do with our bodies, to do with our future. Because a child isn't it. Child isn't the finished part.
Yeah, it's not the answer to everybody's problems, you know? Some women believe that by having a kid, I won't have depression anymore. I won't have anxiety anymore. And most of the time, that's not the case. Like, I feel like whenever a woman does want to have kids, you know, they really have to think about what my body's going to go through, what my mind is going to go through, and all that stuff, because it's a lot. And, you know, on the other hand, you know, on the opposite side of the fence, there's those women that are going through dark times, especially teenagers. Like, there are some teenagers, and I watched a movie on this. Have you seen the movie, I think it's called Gimme Shelter on Netflix?
No.
Well, you know Vanessa Hudgens, the girl who played Gabriella on High School Musical? Her? She's in that movie. Well, there are situations like in that movie. There are teenagers who are being abused. They're not given a good chance in life. And once they're pregnant, or those women who have kids, that kind of changes their life in a good way. So it really depends on the situation and the person. That's just the straight up answer. Depends on the person.
Exactly. I had something in mind, but I forgot. I feel like, dang it. Oh, yeah. Like, it's not like, it's not rainbows and butterflies when you have a child. You also have this anxiety, like, oh, wait, my mom is here. I feel like having a kid isn't rainbows and butterflies. I feel like, coming from my mom, I feel like you're gonna have this anxiety, like, oh my gosh, is my kid okay? Like, is he breathing? Is he safe with whoever they with? Hold on. Coming from my mom, she says it scares her every time I'm not in her sight. Because, like, you know, what's going on today with, like, kidnapping and sex trafficking and stuff, it's really nervous for a mom to leave her child with anyone. So, like, I feel like having a kid isn't going to bring you happiness. It's just going to give you more stress and anxiety because you're going to have to provide for that child, of course, feed it, buy him stuff, buy whatever he wants, or, like, not whatever, like, I'm not trying to spoil my kid, but, you know, like, it's going to be so much stress, and it's not it. I mean, it's all about the mentality you have. Like, if you're mentally prepared for it. And I'm also not going to be, like, super, like, strict on them. But, yeah. That's all I have. Michael.
Thank you for listening to 100% Unfiltered. If you disagree or want to share your opinion, you are welcome to do so by sending us a voice message. The links to send us a voice message can be found in the episode description. You can always stay up to date on new episode releases, upcoming guests, episode transcriptions, and more fun stuff on the 100% Unfiltered podcast website. Tune in next time to the next episode. Bye!